Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 25. Welcome to this episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Anne-Marie and I launched our first website at 5cat.com in 1998. Way before other architects in the region were online. I've been writing blogs since 2006, and as social media grew in popularity, we adopted early and benefited tremendously. Having a strong online presence has made us very accessible on search engines. We've held the top three position on Google since launching the website, and literally, we built the firm with inquiries from local prospects searching for Westchester architects. Today, I'm sharing my thoughts on each of the channels that I visit during my daily rounds online. If you and I are not connected yet on these networks, please look me up. I'd love to get to know you better. But before we get into today's topic, I have a couple quick announcements. First, I want to remind you about the Entrepreneur Architect Business Trends Survey. This is the last week you have an opportunity to contribute to the survey. Just 10 minutes to complete it, mostly yes or no questions. And you guys, you are the Entrepreneur Architect community. So if you share your thoughts with me, I'm going to share the results with you for free. No questions asked. You contribute, I will share. And so far, I've already given away three books, three of my favorite business books of all time. The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber was given away. Jab, 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 Right Hook, which is a much more recent book by Gary Vaynerchuk, just came out recently. An excellent, excellent book about social media. Today's topic, social media. If you're looking for a book on how to do social media right, Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk is the book. And Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, a classic, but still one of my favorites. I live by it every day, and I look it up and review it often. And this is the final week of the survey, and I've assembled a bonus pack for this week's giveaway. On April 4th, this Friday, the final day, you'll be able to contribute to the survey. I will randomly select a contributor to receive three of my favorite business books by Seth Godin. Yes, three books this week will be the giveaway by one of my favorites, Seth Godin. And if you don't know who Seth is, look him up. You should know who he is. He has taught me so much about business and marketing. And one lucky contributor to the Entrepreneur Architect Business Trends Survey will receive three of his best books. And if you've already taken the survey, you're included in that. So anybody who has taken the survey, it's a random selection. So from number one all the way up through however number we have on Friday, you're all eligible. As long as you've included your name and your email, those books will be on your, you'll have a chance to win those books. And those names are, it's completely anonymous. Those names will not be shared with anybody. So you're welcome to take the survey completely anonymously. You're welcome to share your name with me and have a chance to win the books. And the names stick with me, so don't worry about that. So go to entrearchitect.com/survey and take the survey. You have to do it before Friday, so get to work, guys. And I have some really, really exciting news. If you're a dedicated listener to the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast with John Lee Dumas, the number one business podcast on the planet, you may have heard a very familiar voice this week. On April 1st, a couple days ago from recording this podcast, John posted a conversation that he and I recorded about a month back. If you listened, I'd love to know what you thought. I shared a lot of things that you probably never heard of. Probably shared a few things that you have. You know a lot of my story. But I'm really proud of it. I think it came out really well. To tell you the truth, I was a little nervous before it came out. When I recorded it, I wasn't very confident that it was done very well. I thought I stumbled and stammered. But I am very proud of it. I'm really happy with the way it came out. And I really, really love for you to let me know what you think. If you go over to facebook.com/entrearchitect, there's a post there that will link you back to John Lee Dumas's website where Entrepreneur on Fire podcast lives. And you can leave a comment on my Facebook page and then click over to the podcast and listen and let me know what you think. Check it out. Entrepreneur on Fire with John Lee Dumas. So let's get right into this week's topic. This week, I'm going to share my thoughts and my strategies for using social media as an architect. Social media has certainly helped me build an audience here at Entrepreneur Architect. And many of the thoughts that I'm going to share with you today will help you build an audience too as an architect. So let's get right into it. I'm going to go right through the sites that I visit on a daily basis or a weekly basis, depending. But some of them I'm there every day, multiple times a day, and some of those I'll visit and update regularly, but maybe not every day. So first one is Twitter. And you can catch me at Twitter at twitter.com/entrearchitect. Twitter is a great tool for social networking. Its 140 character limit encourages back and forth dialogue, just like a real life conversation. And of all the channels that I visit on a daily basis, Twitter is the place that I have found the most valuable connections and I've made the most friends online. And I often hear people say, I don't get it. And when I first started, that's what I said too. But I say, give it a try. It's been fantastic for me. And so if you wanted to get started, sign up for an account and search for architects. Right at the top, there's a search field. You can put the word architects in there, click search, and or any other group that you might find, that you're looking to interact with. When you find some interesting people there, click follow, and you'll link with that person, and you'll see what they're saying. And if you interact by retweeting, so basically you see a tweet that you're interested in, you can hit retweet, and it'll post it on your feed. And you can comment on the people that you follow. You can comment on their tweets. And if you do that every day for 2 weeks, I guarantee that you'll be hooked on Twitter. Some of my best friends in architecture are people that I've met through Twitter. And I know it's weird. I know it's strange to hear you say that. And I know a lot of you that listen here are on Twitter and are my friends on Twitter. And you are truthfully, you are true friends. And it's hard for some people to believe that or understand that. But if you've been there and you've done that, you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you want to get the most out of your time on Twitter, I say, consider it sort of like a global online cocktail party. If you mingle and you schmooze, you'll be making friends in no time. And I have a Five Cat Studio Twitter account as well at at twitter.com/FiveCatStudio. But, you know, truthfully, I don't find it as successful for finding new work. So I don't really focus much effort on my Five Cat Studio Twitter feed. And I focus, and when I'm doing these different social media sites, I really focus my efforts on trying to use each of these channels most effectively. And for me, and it may be different for others, but for me, Twitter is better for connecting with other professionals than finding my next client. So let's go to the next one, Facebook. I think probably everybody that's listening to me right now is on Facebook. There's probably a few holdouts. I know my wife, Anne Marie McCarthy, who is also my partner here at Five Cat Studio, is a holdout. She is not a Facebook member, and she's not on social media at all. So I'm more than make up for Anne Marie's lack of being on social media. Not that not being on social media is any problem. So when Anne Marie hears this, I don't get kicked in the back of the head. So you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/entrearchitect. And you can also find me at facebook.com/fivecatstudio. During my high school years growing up in Paramus, New Jersey, the place to see and be seen was the local mall. Paramus, we had four major malls from which to choose, and it's the shopping capital of the Northeast. The mall was the place where we'd all hang out and talk and meet new friends. And when I'm on my personal Facebook account, which is different than the two addresses that I just gave you, it feels very similar to those days at the mall. My friends are all there, and I can keep up with them and keep up to date on what's going on in their lives. And I keep my personal account private and personal, and I connect only with family and friends on that site, on my personal Facebook feed. But I use a dedicated Facebook page, which is what I gave you. Facebook.com/entrearchitect is a Facebook page. And I use that to share news and updates about Entrepreneur Architect, and I link to interesting content about business and architecture. And every article from the blog and every episode of the podcast is posted there too. So if you follow my Facebook page, you'll basically get everything that I do online. And if you like my page, everything that I do will be delivered directly to your personal Facebook page. But this is the key. Facebook has changed things in the last year or so. If you like my page, it doesn't necessarily mean you're automatically going to get everything that I post. Some of the things that people start interacting with well will end up on your newsfeed. But if you go and you click get notifications under the like button, so if you click like and then under the like button, you'll get a list and it says get notifications. If you click get notifications, then you'll ensure that you get every post that I post will go to your Facebook feed on your Facebook account. If not, Facebook decides whether you see my content is or not. And since I put most of my effort toward Entrepreneur Architect, my Five Cat Facebook page is less active than it could be or should be. And I put most of my social media efforts towards connecting with other architects, but Facebook is fantastic for connecting with potential clients. For a great example, I would suggest checking out Marika McKeel's page at Studio MM. She consistently posts interesting content, and it's about architecture and design, and it's quickly gaining traction with her residential market. And I think if you asked her, that she would definitely say that her Facebook page and her blog is definitely doing some interesting things for her business. Much of my social media management is done through my iPhone, so apps for these channels are also very important. Recently, Facebook introduced Paper, which is gorgeous. From an architect's point of view, it's beautiful. The design of it is fantastic. The interface is very intuitive, and it provides a wonderful experience when you're checking into Facebook. My friend Evan Troxell over at if you want to catch him on Twitter, he's eTroxel, at eTroxel. Or you can go to Get Method is his website, where he does online digital training. He says about Paper, it is with this that all apps shall now be judged. So that's what Evan thinks about Paper. I agree with him. I think Paper is a fantastic app. And I've basically taken the Facebook app the standard Facebook app, and I've dumped it into the back of my my iPhone apps, and Papers come right up front, and I click my Paper feed whenever I'm checking out Facebook. So that's Facebook. Google Plus is my next one. You know, if I view Facebook as a place to hang out with friends, I see Google Plus as the place to connect with professionals and other interested parties in topics that may interest me. Google Plus communities are filled with people interested in specific topics. I would suggest that you check out my friend Jess Stafford and see what he's doing at Big Time Small Firm. If you go to Google Plus and you search Big Time Small Firm, he has built a very active Google Plus community of support and encouragement for small firm owners. Most of you guys would be very, very interested in what Jess is doing at Google Plus. He by far, for me, is the most interesting thing over there. If you have a Gmail or YouTube account, then you're already a Google Plus. You already have a Google Plus account. It's a, Google is slowly taking over the world, and Google Plus is their base of attack. So Google Plus, you know, the interface on Google Plus looks beautiful and it functions really, really well. But for me, I really haven't spent much time there. I share all my content on that channel. So it's there, but I don't put a whole lot of effort into that page. I just don't have the time, doing all the things I do at the blog and the podcast and the newsletter, in order to kind of keep my social media updated. I pick and choose on where I spend the time, and Twitter and Facebook are really the two that I spend most of the time, but I do post everything I do at Google Plus. So if you are a Google Plus member, you can find me at www.plus.google.com/plusentrearchitect. So if you're on Google Plus, you can just find me at plus Entree Architect. Okay, so the next social media platform that I'm going to talk about is LinkedIn. It's sort of a long address, but if you search Entrepreneur Architect at LinkedIn, you'll find me, or you can go to linkedin.com/groups/entrepreneur-architect-253669-8/about, or you can go to entrearchitect.com/LinkedIn. I think that'll get you there too. Currently more than 7,000 members strong, the Entrepreneur Architect LinkedIn group is the oldest and most successful of all my Entrepreneur Architect channels. Only the blog has been around longer. 2009, I started the LinkedIn group, and every day members of this private group, so it's a private group, only architects and builders and designers are accepted into membership in that group. We share discussion posts and support and encourage one another. And the private group really allows a very open and honest community. So if you need advice on how to develop a proposal for a new client in a new market, or you want to discuss fees without fear of your clients actually reading your thoughts online, you can post a discussion at the LinkedIn group, and the entire community of professionals will be there ready to respond to your answers. It's a fantastic forum, and I love LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been exceptional, a social media site for me to build Entrepreneur Architect's platform. Okay, so the next one I'm going to talk about is Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z. If you're not on Houzz, you should be. You can go to Houzz, Houzz.com/pro/5cat, and you can see my 5cat studio profile there. If I had to pick one social media channel to market 5cat Studio, it would be Houzz. Every day I receive questions and comments from viewers of the my Houzz profile there. And I receive so many questions about our projects that I actually can't answer them all. And this is the second year in a row that our 5cat profile has been voted the site by the site's community to receive the Best of Houzz Award. So we received it in 2013, and we received it in 2012. Often when I meet prospective clients, they reference that they've already visited my Houzz profile. And Houzz is also the only channel that I can credit directly to a signed project. Having social media presence on every channel is important when building a building success on search engines, but Houzz is the only channel that has delivered direct results in the form of a contract. So in addition to finding new clients, I also use Houzz during our pre-design discovery process. When, you know, when we start a project and we start design, we walk our clients through a process of learning. So, you know, who they are and what they want. And before Houzz existed, we asked clients to collect magazine tear sheets and things of the things they like and things they don't like. And today our clients are almost all building image collections using Houzz Idea Books, which is a feature of Houzz. You can find pictures that you like and you can say, add to my idea book. You could put it in your idea book on Houzz. And then the client can send me a link to the idea book and I can see the whole Houzz idea book. And I ask them to do one Houzz idea book for things they love and I do another one for things they loathe. And between those two idea books, we have a great idea visually of the things they like and the things they don't like. So if you only have time to manage one channel, I would say Houzz is the place to be. Then I'm going to talk about Pinterest. I love Pinterest. I love visiting Pinterest, but unfortunately, it's another sacrifice to my limited schedule. There are only so many hours in the day, and the simple intuitive interface and the beautiful format based on pinning and sharing linked images make it an excellent place for architects to show off their work. I've built an active profile for Five Cat Studio on Pinterest. You can go to pinterest.com/fivecatstudio and you can check it out. And I've begun to build a series of boards dedicated to inspiration as well. So in addition to my own work there at Pinterest, we've also built some inspiration boards. And when users see something they like, they click the image and pin it to their own boards. And then their friends see the boards that they've pinned. So it's great for networking, for other people to see what you've done. So if you spend a lot of time there and dedication, I think it could be really, really successful. It's just that I don't have the time right now to dedicate to Pinterest. And I've experimented with private boards as well, which is something relatively new in the last year or so that Pinterest is doing. And I can share and organize fixture and finish selections for clients. So, and it works very well to show images of selections with direct links to their sources. So I can take pictures on websites and I can pin them to my private board that's dedicated to that client. And I could find pictures anywhere. It doesn't have to be on Pinterest. You can pick, any website and you can pin it to your board. There'll be a picture of the product that you like. And if you click the image, it'll actually take you right back to the website. So say if I'm doing a bathroom and I see a great sink that I want to specify, I can post it and pin it to my Pinterest board private to that client. I could invite my client to check that board out. They can click on that image and it'll take them right to the website where I found the image. And so it's really, really good for sharing specifications with your client. And I'd say after building your profile on Houzz, and if you're looking for business results, I would suggest spending more time at Pinterest. And with its focus on images, it is the perfect place for architects to shine. I have Pinterest boards for entrepreneur architect as well, but it's much more focused on my inspirational quote boards. And there's not a whole lot to see there other than my inspirational quote boards. Every once in a while I get creative and I put together a meme and I post it on my inspirational quotes. Some of them are inspirational quotes. Some of them are quotes that I've actually said in the podcast or on my blog. Those are fun to create and that's where you'll find them. If you go to pinterest.com/entrepreneurarchitect, I think it's Entree Architect, pinterest.com/entrearchitect, you could find my inspirational quote board there. So let's get into the next one. The next one is Instagram. I love Instagram. Instagram has really become an active part of my daily social media habit. In addition to, checking in on Twitter about 4,000 times a day, I'd say Instagram is probably the other one that I use a lot. I use it to share mostly my life. I share my life with anyone who's interested. I do post photos of current Five Cat projects and things I'm working on, and things I see, but mostly I share pictures of my day-to-day life, such as my kids and my dogs and my cats and my cars and everything else that I do every day. It's all there. If you want to get a snapshot of my life, go to Instagram.com/EntreeArchitect. And if you want to get to know me better, that's the place to follow me, because that's really where you'll see who I am and what I do every day. The last one is YouTube. And before I get into YouTube, there are probably a dozen other social media sites that you can become successful on as an architect. But these are the ones that I actually use every day, or most every day, and have been successful for me. YouTube is somewhere in my future. And so I must confess, for YouTube, it's been neglected. I'm there. You can find me there if you search Fivecat. I haven't yet built a site for Entree Architect. It's there somewhere in the Fivecat site. There's some videos there, but it's the second, YouTube should not be neglected. It is the second largest search engine on the internet after Google. It is not a channel to be ignored. And I've the videos that are there now are mostly friends Google Hangouts that I've been on, some live discussions that I've moderated for local chapter AIA and SARA chapters that I've moderated live discussions, and some of my limited speaking presentations. Speaking is something that I'm looking forward to do more of. I do have a few videos of my work with AIA National at the AIA National Convention in Denver. I'm hoping to do that again in Chicago in June. I'm hoping to speak again at AIA National Convention. I haven't got the final word. It looks like it's good to go, but I haven't got any official word yet, so I'm getting my fingers crossed. If you're interested, you should shout out to AIA National and let them know that you want to hear me speak. YouTube is on my list of future channels to develop, and I have plans to launch Entree Architect TV, which is going to be the Entrepreneur Architect YouTube channel, as soon as I find a clone of myself. That's what I plan on doing. And I'll share original video content there, as well as future Entrepreneur Architect Google Hangouts, where I'm going to literally hang out with friends and talk architecture and business. So that's something in the future. I hope to do that sooner, but I'm still working on other things that are more important right now. So stay tuned for that. That'll happen eventually. If you like that idea, go to the show notes for this episode, entrearchitect.com/episode25, and let me know that you want video. I'd love to do that, but I think other things are more important. So, of all of these, let's go through them real quick. I have Twitter, I have Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Houzz, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. Which ones are your favorite? Which of the ones have you used successfully as an architect? Maybe not even as an architect, maybe even personally. What are your favorites? And tell me why. Go to entrearchitect.com/episode25 and leave a comment and share your thoughts. I'd really, really love to have a conversation about social media for architects with you on the blog. So check that out and leave your thoughts. So thanks so much for being with me this week. I just want to leave you with a couple of thoughts. iTunes. I have 26 or 27 iTunes reviews, and I would love some more. iTunes ranks our podcasts by the reviews and the ratings that we get. So I would love to have more entrepreneur architects listen to the Entrepreneur Architect podcast and share in the conversation that we're having here. So if you go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes, and that link will take you right to my iTunes page. You can just sign in there and you can leave a review or an honest critique of the show, or just a star rating. You can just click over and hit a star rating. You don't even need to leave a review, but they all help. So entrearchitect.com/iTunes. I would really, really appreciate it. And if you're looking for an owner architect agreement built exclusively for small firm architects, visit entrearchitect.com/hybrid and check out my hybrid proposal for architectural services. You may purchase an online course there where I show you step by step how to create your own hybrid proposal, and I share my actual templates, the templates that I use for my own projects at Five Cat Studio, unaltered, ready for you to do whatever you'd like with them. You can check it out at entrearchitect.com/hybrid, and you can download that course and check out my templates. And if you don't forget the Entrepreneur Architect Business Trend Survey, it's the last week. entrearchitect.com/survey. You only have a few days remaining, and your contribution really, really does matter with this. I'm hoping to influence some people with this survey of mine. So, and you'll receive the results if you do it, and you'll receive a chance to win the Seth Godin Business Book Bundle, 3 books by Seth Godin that will be given away this Friday, April 4th. So if you've already completed the survey, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you are also, unless you already won a book, 3 of you have already won a book. If you've already won a book, you're not eligible. But if you've taken the survey and you've included your name and your email address, you are eligible. So thank you. Thank you very much. That's all. That's it. That's all I have for you this week. Until next week, you know what I'm going to say. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. Thank you very much for listening.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.